Tzid is Rambanan in Vayikra, Chaf Vav, Yud Aleph. Well, let's begin. It's around 10 lines in. Hine habrachos ha'eila. You see the rasa? Hine habrachos ha'eila. It's around 10 lines in. Hine habrachos ha'eila kefi pshutan. In hayoson rabos klalios. Be'inyan hamotor hasova v'hashalom v'peiv rivya. Einan kamoha bracha shabirach kva b'ktsara. Uverech eslach mocha v'esmeimecha v'hasiros yamachal mikabecha. Kisham yavtiach v'machal v'mishta v'shiyya l'bracha ad shalo ye'or v'ashum choli v'gufeinu. V'al kein yiyu klei hazera shleimim u'briyim v'nolet kahogen v'nechi yomim meleim. כמו שאמר עשייה משקלה והקרה בהרצחה, אז מספר ימיך אמר לי, וכן אמר תחילה, כי אני אשם מופעך. והטעם בזה, כי הברוכוס, אף על פי שהם ניסים, הם מן הניסים הנסתרים שכל התורה מלאה מהם כאשר פרשתי, והם אפילו ליוחד העובד, כי כאשר יהיה האיש החוסד שומר כל מצוות השם על הקו, ישמרהו הקל מן החולי, והשיקול, וימל יומו בטובה. אבל אלו הברוכה שבפרשה הזאת הן כלוליוס בעון, והן ביוס כל עמנו כולם צדיקים. ולכך יזכיר תמיד וכאן האורץ, ונוסנו האורץ, לבטח בארצכם, נוסעתי שלום באורץ, והשבעתי חי ורואו מן האורץ וחרב לסבו בארצכם. The brachos of Parshas Bechukosai are brachos given to Am Yisrael collectively. And in that sense, they're distinguished from, say, the bracha of Uveirach Eslach Mocha V'Esmeimecha, which is given even to a yachid individually. What's given to the yachid individually is a bracha of health, right? The implication here in the Ramban, you have the same implication in the Rambam of those days, is there are some people who think this was Lenin's also. The Ramban seems to suggest that the cause of sickness is improper diet. Which is not to say that it's recommended to go outside in sub-zero weather. I don't know that one can necessarily quote the Ramban as recommending that. But Kisham yavtiach b'machu b'mishta v'sheyia l'bracha ad shalo ye'or shum choli b'gufeinu. And the Rambam says the same thing in those days. second, not as, well, not as far-reaching, but again, the Ramban also look at it has to be qualified. He gives dietary guidelines. Rov ha-chaloyim, that was Dalet Aleph, this is Dalet Tesvav. Rov ha-chaloyim ha-boim al-ho-adam, einon ela omit ne ma'acholim ro'im, omit ne shehu memali bitna v'ochal achil agasa, afilu mima'acholim tovim. And then the passage I'm quoting is hafa mefala. Hu sha-shlomo omer, Bechokmaso, Shome Pibul Shano, Shome Mitzoros Nafsha. Chofetz Chaim quotes this about Lashon Hara. This is one of the Chofetz Chaim Pesukim about Lashon Hara. That Shome Pibul Shano, you watch what you say, you watch what you talk. Don't talk Lashon Hara, don't talk Dvar Masum, Shome Mitzoros Nafsha. But how does the Ram say Pshan in it? Kloma, Shome Pib Milecho Machol Ra, O Milizboa. Ul l'shono min l'daber ela v'tzracha. But shom epiv means a person watches what he puts in his mouth. He watches what he eats. Rov ha-chalom ha-bom al ha-odom eina el ol mitnei ma'achol en roim ol mitnei shum emali bitna v'ochal achil agasa. You have to be miyashev this with what the Rambam says later in the parak, but kitzah maisa, the diet is a very very important factor in health. Verich eslach mucha v'esmei mecha. The Rambam says that's part of the pasuk. Verich eslach mucha v'esmei mecha, and then memela, and through that v'hasirosi machla mikevecha. So that is a bracha even for the yochid. But the brachos about that there will be shalom ba'aretz, chev l'sava ba'artzachem, and asati gishmechem be'itam, so all that is given to, can only be given when Am Yisrael as a whole, collectively, biyos kol ameinu kulam tzadikim, when we're deserving of it. U'kvar be'anu ki kol elo brachos kulam nisim. Ein b'teva asher yavo ha'gshamim v'yi ha'shalom lanu min ha'oyevim, ויובל מורך וליבל נונוס מאה מבני חמישה בעשרסן החוקים והמצוות. Right? You can't explain scientifically why, you know, why the rain clouds are going to form and why we'll have plentiful rainfall dafka when we're mekayim mitzvahs, right? There's no natural, physical explanation for that correlation, for that cause and effect. V'lo shiyah hakol hepech m'nei zareinu hashana hashviyas. Nor can you explain again in natural terms why if we don't observe Shemitah, why the natural agricultural cycle will be upset. Again, the nisim nistarim in the sense that again the rain does come through natural processes, and there will be this natural course of events, and in that sense the nisim nistarim aval heim misparsim in mitzad hayosim tamid laolam b'chol ha'aretz. But it will be unmistakable when the correlation will be unmistakable between the fact that Amenu is Kulam Tzadikim and every time we need rain, there's rain, etc. כי אם הצדיק האחד יחיה ויוסה השם מחלה מקרבו וימלא יומיו, that's a nice nistor that remains nistor. יקרה גם זה בקצת ראשונים. אבל שתהיה ארץ אחס כולו, ועם אחד תומד, ברדס הגשם באיתו, וסובה, ושלווה, ושלום, וביוס, וגבורה, ושיוון האויבים, בעניין שאין כמו בכל העולם, יבוד על הכל, כי מעש השם היש הזוס. ועל כן עמה, ורואו כל עם ארץ כשם השם נקרא לך, ויורא וממקה. והיפך זה יהיה בקלובוס, בעונשי הארץ. Also, the Rachman Litzlan, the same way, the brachos, even though everything unfolds through natural means, but it's clear, me'es Hashem ho'yisazos, just the pattern is unmistakable. Same thing is through Rachman Litzlan in the Klavos. V'nasati yishmechim kabarza v'on she'hacholi k'mo sh'omu v'chaloyim ro'im v'na'amonim, שיקולו המעקל ויחלי ויספרסם הנס ויוסו תמיד קיים בכולם. על כן כוסו ואומר הדו האחרון ביניכם אשר יקום מאחריכם והנוכר אשר יבוא מארץ וחלקו וראו אז מנקוס ארץ עיר וסתחלו אהו. שלא יסמו באיש ההוא אשר רבצו בו כל העולה. If it happens to an individual, again, that's not conspicuous. What happens to an individual, so that can be attributed to, okay, statistically, you know, some people, get the short end of the stick statistically, so it can be dismissed, and people don't necessarily recognize a Yad Hashem. Ki ken yiyeh pa'am imabim, ki min hagra shal olam, b'chol ha'umah, shi yavol mikro ma'am, b'ish achad, rak bo'aretz ha'hi. How can it be that there's a famine dafke in this land? How can it be that all these things are happening dafke in this land, one after another? Yismu v'yishalu kolagom al me'osa Hashem kocha l'oretz hazos. Ki kulam yiru v'yedu ki yad Hashem osas hazos. V'yomru, again, the Ramban is just teaching the psukim in Parshas Nitzavim, ala she'ozu az bris Hashem al kev osam. Okay, fine. V'haklal, כי בהיוס ישראל שלמים והם רבים, לא יסנהג עניינם בטבע כלל. לא בגופם ולא בארצם, לא בכלולם ולא ביוחד מהם. כי יבורך השם לחמם ומימם, ויוסם מחלם מקרבם עד שלא יצטרכו לרופא, ולהשתמר בדרך מדרכי הרפואה כלל. כמו שאומר כי אני השם רופאיך. וכן היו הצדיקים עושים בזמן הנבואה, גם כי יקרם עוון, שיכלו לא ידרשו ברופאים, רק בנביאים. ואומר הכוסוב, גם בכל יולו דורש אס השם כי ברופים, ואילו היה דבר הרופים נהוג, בהם מה הטעם שיעסקה הרופים? אין האושר מה כבר שלא דורש השם? אבל הוא כאשר יום האודם לא אוכל פורי מצו וחג המצוס כי הם חומש. אבל הדורש השם בנובי לא ידרש ברופים. Right? The Ramban says, that the Pasuk, which is indicting, who was it, Asa, the Pasuk who was indicting that B'chol Yelodar Sashem Ki Berofim, it's clear that it's a double indictment, right? The indictment is A, the Lodar Sashem, and B, the Darsh Berofim. If the indictment were only the Lodar Sashem, then we wouldn't have mentioned the Rofim, right? So there's a double indictment. So you see, again, that this reflects the fact that Lo Yisnaheg in yonam b'teva klal. Aval adoresh Hashem banovi, one who's doresh Hashem via consulting the novi, lo yidrosh berofim. Umachelek lerofim bebeis osei ritzon Hashem, acha shehivtiach uverech aslach mucha v'esmei mecha, v'hasiros yimachla mikabecha. V'harofim, here the Ramban again is repeating what we said before in terms of the centrality of diet to health. Ein maaseh rak al hamachal v'al hamashkeh v'hazir mimenu l'tzavos alav. That's all they do in here. All they can do is tell you what a healthy diet is. V'kach amru kol esrin v'tarte in shnin d'molach rabba Rav Yosef afilu umna l'beisa l'kora. So what's this Gemara that the Ramban quotes? That Kol Esrin Utartin Shnin Demolach Rabba, Rav Yosef, Afilu Umna Lebesa Lokara. So as Rav Shavel notes, so when you look at that Gemara, so Rashi says the pshat that Gemara is, again, Bimei Chazal, the world was, and much later also, until, I don't know, pretty recently in history, So they used to do hakozes dam on a regular basis. They have this theory that people have too much blood, and that periodically people need you have to do bloodletting. You have to bleed people to restore the right balance. So the way Rashi learns Pshat this Gemara is that the 22 years that Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva, that's what it means, the Malach Rabba, on Malchei Rabbanan, that when Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva, so Rav Yosef, even though they were colleagues, but Rav Yosef, not to in no way sort of impinge upon Rabba's standing as Rosh Yeshiva, so he didn't allow himself the prerogative that the doctor should make a house call for him. And that when he needed Hakosas Dam, see, he went to the doctor's office. That's what it means. That afilu umna lebeisa lokara, meaning he went to the doctor would make a house call for the Rosh Yeshiva, and everyone else. So everyone else goes to the doctor. So Rav Yosef hagam that he and Rabba were colleagues. Rabba Rav Yosef, from our perspective, they're basically shavah v'shavah. But Afal Bichain, since Rabba was the one who was Rosh Yeshiva, so Rav Yosef was knowing with such humility that no, he would go and he'd go to the doctor's office and wait in line like everyone else. He didn't allow himself any prerogative. The Ramban seems to learn pshat that Rav Yosef didn't need it, right? That the context in which the Ramban is quoting it, it sounds like that throughout that time, Rav Yosef was sort of on a level which was so elevated that he didn't need the Hakazas Dam. And that's what it means, that umna lebeisa lokara, because he didn't need that normal, what was normally needed to sustain health. So Rav Yosef didn't need that intervention of the Hakazas Dam. Skip the mashal for a minute. V'hu ma'amorim she'ein darkam she'menei odem b'refuos ela she'nohagu. Ilu lohoya darkam b'refuos yech leho odem kifir she'yelav onesh cheto v'yisrapi b'ritzon Hashem aval heim nohagu b'refuos v'hashem hinicham l'mikre ha'tvoim v'zoi kavanosam ba'omem v'rapo yirape mikan shenitna rishus l'rofe l'rapos l'omru shenitna rishus l'chola l'hisrapos ela kevan she'chola ha'chola Ubala hisrapos, ki nohag b'refuos v'hu lohoya me'adas Hashem shechalkam b'chayim אין לרופא לעשות עצמא מרפואוס, לא מפני חשש שם היום וזביעוד אחרי שבוקר במלאכה ההיא, ולא באבו שיומה, כי השם לבד הוא רופא חבוסור, שכבר נוהגו. ועל כן האנשים הניצים, הוא הפיידינג, שהיקו זה הזה באבן או באגרוף, יש על המכה תשלומי הרפואה, כי התורה לא תסמוך דינה על הניסים כאשר אומרה, כי לא יחדל אביון מקרב האורץ, מדייתו שכן יהיה, אבל ברצאוס השם דרכי איש, אין לו עסק ברופן. So the Shaila is, how does this Ramban, on the one hand, what the Ramban says seems not to integrate so easily with all the Rambans we were learning yesterday? Me'idach Gisa, here he Gufa is repeating it, right? He's repeating the same Yisod here Gufa, so obviously it's not 2 days in the Ramban. Kantor lotisma dinal anisim. He himself is Gufa repeating it. So we nedu. So you can maybe you'll think about this a little bit, and we nedu. We'll pick up with this tomorrow, how to understand this Ramban again, just minei uvei of Kiatar Latisma of Dinal Anisim, and Befrat in light of all the Rambans that we saw yesterday.